Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, America and around the world. The SRI Label Group, Wildlife Educational Services, and Blog Talk Radio presents Larry and Cheryl Batson discovering our wild world and the music of the SRI Label Group. It's time for animal tracks, wildlife conversation, and great music. Join us and enjoy Larry Batson's Wild World Animal Tracks.
Hello, everyone, from the remote jungles of Clinton Falls, Indiana. It's Wednesday night. It's Larry Batson with my beautiful wife, Cheryl. Say hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
And hello. On Blog Talk Radio, and our special guest and special friend, the man himself, Shelly Leibowitz, is with us tonight.
That's a good
one. Oh, my God.
And you're listening to Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio.
If I could talk to the animals, I'd just imagine it chatting with a chimpanzee. Imagine talking to a tiger, chatting with a cheetah. Oh, what a neat achievement it would be. If we could talk to the animals and learn their languages, maybe take an animal degree. I'd study elephant and eagle, a buffalo and beagle, a alligator, guinea pig and flea. I would converse in polar bear and python. I would curse in fluent kangaroo. If people ask me, can you speak rhinoceros, I'd say I'm carceros. Can't you? Bird with our furry friends, man to animal, think of the amazing repartee. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, grunt, squeak, just walk with the animals, and Lord, they could talk to me. I could talk to the animals, think what fun we'd have asking over crocodiles for tea. Or maybe lunch with two or three lions, walruses and sea lions. What a lovely place the world would be. If I spoke slang to orangutans, all the advantages any fool on earth can plainly see. Discussing Eastern arts and dramas with intellectual llamas, that's a big step forward, you'll agree. I'd learn to speak in antelope and turtle. My Pekingese would be extremely good. If I were asked to sing in hippopotamus, I'd say why not a must, and I would. Stop and think a bit, there's no doubt of it, I could win a place in history. If I could walk with the animals, talk with the animals, run, squeak, and talk to the animals, and they could squeak, and squawk, and speak.
Radio, and with a very special guest this week on the program, all the way from Los Angeles, our good friend, my wife's boyfriend.
That's right.
Holy crap.
Don't tell his girlfriend.
Yeah, we won't tell your girlfriend. So how's Mr. Leibowitz on a Wednesday night?
I'm doing okay. You guys behaving?
No. No, we're not.
We've been up for a very long time today.
We have.
We started our morning at 4.
4 a.m. we were up today.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
That's not a very pretty part of the day either, I'll tell you. But
no,
it
isn't. When you have to get up to turn the sun on, you know, it's really not nice.
It's not. But we had a wonderful day, didn't we, Cheryl?
Wonderful kids.
Yeah, wonderful kids. We saw about 500 kids in Daleville, Indiana today. And the animal family.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. They were. And you know, Mr. Leibowitz, they were such a wonderful audience because it's always a concern on how good these children would be as close to Santa Claus.
Yeah.
So, but they were phenomenal. So that was a great day.
And I'm sure they do get antsy this time of year.
They were great, though. I mean, sometimes you think that the younger ones will be getting a little over it. No, no. You couldn't have put a cartoon on and gotten more out of it than they enjoyed today. Of course, Larry is nice. Cartoon, but wait a minute, that's not nice, is it?
Cartoon, my gosh.
Wile E. Coyote himself.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we didn't, I don't think Shelly realizes that this year we're lecturing with, we rescued a baby possum this summer. Two babies. Oh, and they're so wonderful, and the kids just love them. And, you know, they really don't have the best reputation sometimes. People do not realize how important they are.
They think they're ugly.
They think they're ugly, and they're not. They're cool. And what I tell
you
the
know,
children...
I'm sure the kids, they look like little rats, you know.
You know, they all want to pet it. They all think it's cute when I walk around with her. And she, you know, I walk around and get a little closer look. And the kids love them. That's my favorite animal. They'll tell me little stories quickly. My grandmother shot one. That's bad.
Yeah, that's a real nice story, a little yard, eh?
I like them, and they're tasty, too.
Oh, isn't that's Beverly Hillbillies for sure, isn't it?
Well, but when you tell them that the opossum was on this planet along when the Tyrannosaurus Rex was, and the Tyrannosaurus Rex had been gone for millions of years and the opossum still hangs around, I mean, that's pretty cool to think about.
That's a survivor.
That is a survivor. My gosh.
So, it's good to be learned.
Well, you know, it is so cool, and these young people, the principal came up to me, and during the show, he says, you know, because kids are so used to looking at television and screen, to see these things in person, like when we come to the schools, he said, that's a whole different experience. And I said, well, for these kids to want to save these animals, this one-on-one contact, or, you know, look these animals in the eye, makes a big difference, I think.
I know it does.
That's why what you do is so important.
Thank you.
Well, thanks. That means a lot.
Well, Larry, we work with a little alligator we're working with this year, Hector. And Larry explains that when the alligators were almost headed to extinction because they wanted them for belts and shoes and wallets, and the bad part was that they only used their stomach, so the rest of the animal was totally just thrown away, basically.
Right.
And you could tell those children didn't like that. They were not pleased by, you know, the whole collective audience said, oh, they didn't like it. And I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Came through six.
They get fired up.
Yeah.
Good.
Well, the planet. They should.
Yeah.
It's their planet.
We want to remind everybody, too, that's listening tonight, all of our listeners around the world, that the SRI Label Group is our underwriter for Animal Tracks on Blog Talk Radio. And the SRI Label
it's our pleasure. What you do is really important.
Well, we appreciate it.
What about our new song?
We have to leave a better plan behind us.
We do. We absolutely do. And so your help bringing this broadcast around the world and helping our animal families is so deeply appreciated. And he is our partner. Absolutely.
Partner in animals.
Oh, golly shucks.
But you got the better deal. You don't
Larry, this has nothing to do with you. Nothing to do with you. Just this is between me and Cheryl. You know, you just stay out of it.
Okay.
That's right, Buster.
What have you been listening to, Cheryl?
Well, I've been listening to the brand new Frankie Valli. It's excellent.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
So I think we should listen to it.
I think we should too.
Yeah. This is a brand new song from Frankie Valli from SRI Records.
That's right.
Check out the SRI Label Group, srilabel.com or records.com. It's fantastic. Lots of music. Lots of music. Dude.
we're gonna make it through this madness. Just rest assured, my love will always be around. Sure there'll be misunderstanding, till sometimes it carries us apart. But the river
Shelley Leibowitz has been so kind to join us tonight on this broadcast before the big holiday. And I have to tell you, Shelley, that's a wonderful song. I know you probably have a long history of Frankie Valli.
Well, you know, Frankie goes back to the early days the Four Topics, and a bunch of other groups, long before the Four Seasons. So, you know, Frankie Valli, the interesting story was him and Avalon, they go back forever. And then the whole group of those people, you know, it's like Frankie, Avalon, and Bobby Rydell. Avalon being a virtuoso trumpet player as a kid before he was singing, and Bobby Rydell was a left-handed drummer. And they were in a band together, Rock on the Saints. You know, it's a... They all come, South Philly people, New York people, the 50s, 60s, into the 70s. It was nonstop, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, I think a lot of people know the story of Frankie Valli with the, you know, the touring shows going around the Four Seasons and everything else. And Frankie's just one of those legendary voices.
He is.
You know,
he is.
You know it immediately when you hear it. And I'll tell you, you know what's really good is a couple of duets we have with Juice Newton. You know, those are really good as well. And then we have this stuff, you know, before the fame. You know, but I'm glad this we have this new single out. I think it's a great single.
And
I know the response from his fans. It's cool. It's just very cool.
And it's still beautiful. I mean, he hasn't lost anything at all. His voice is just pristine, isn't it?
Yeah, he's got that voice.
He does.
You know, it's that legendary voice. One thing I've learned through the years is most of these people who continue to work through the years don't lose it. The ones
yeah.
who decide to retire and come back 10 years later, it's not there anymore.
Yeah, they don't keep that instrument polished, do they? Their voices.
Yeah. If you don't keep it polished, it doesn't work.
That's right.
I knew you were going to go there.
Yeah, well, you know, we got to go someplace.
Yeah, we got to go somewhere.
It's bad enough as you get older, things don't work, you know.
So you have to keep them balanced.
Yeah,
you know. Men have a problem, you know.
Yeah.
It's called age, you know.
Yeah.
When I was younger, I was a walking compass. Now I point south. Now that's another story.
Going south is always a good thing.
The best one is Groucho Marx said, having sex when you're 90 is like shooting pool with a rope.
I never thought about that, but that's so true.
No,
I know that. Yeah, I'm still strong.
Yeah.
You know, I was telling Cheryl on the phone that doing that school. You know, someday what would really be great for us is if somehow you could sit with these children and see one of our shows. I mean, that was phenomenal. I mean, someday.
You'd have to start to videotape them. You know, it would really be great to see them on television. It would really be great to have them available for educational DVDs. You know, this is the stuff that, you know, some things that you, knowledge you have and that other people are never going to have.
Yeah.
Well, we talked about
it's
that.
It's really the truth. Let me just say this. You know, old-fashioned people who worked in zoos at one point in time were just about keeping animals in cages.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now there's more and more people, it's about conservation. It's about,
yeah.
you know, making sure you get animals are going to be here for the next generation. Who's
yeah.
breeding them? They don't breed everywhere. They're disappearing off the planet. But there's
yeah.
a group of people at this day and age who are doing something about it. That may not be the case 10 years from now. The knowledge may not be there 10 years from now.
Yeah,
you know, it's
true.
What we learn, we don't all learn.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
the reality of life. Just because we learn something doesn't mean someone else learns it.
Yeah.
Well, that's so
you know,
true.
I was, there's a thing from the Bronx Zoo. And the Bronx Zoo in New York breeds animals all around the world. They're very good at it because they've made a big deal out of it, out of doing
yeah.
it. Now, they've learned the places, the ways they can, you know, breed animals that aren't breeding in Ethiopia anymore or in other
yeah.
zoos around the world and everything else. And they're helping to do this to repopulate. But who's going to do that if that knowledge is lost?
That's right.
Who's going to teach these children the way you teach them? Because you have done it for such a long time, you know what gets through to them.
Yeah. Yeah, and it
you
does.
You need to pass
yeah.
this knowledge along.
You mean I should be replaced?
Well, that's a whole other issue. That's a whole other issue, you know.
That's a whole other monkey there.
Hey, you got that right. Put down the banana.
Yeah. No. Speaking of monkeys, while we were listening to Frankie Valli, your girlfriend here.
That's me.
Was feeding this alligator we have. It's about 2 feet from it. And it's somehow the end of her finger ended up in its mouth one day, feeding it.
Yes. So it's my fault.
So the
problem isn't getting your finger in the little alligator's mouth. The problem is getting it back out. That's the problem. And it didn't want to help me. So I kind of had to jerk the finger back out. It's bloody. They definitely.
No, Jesus.
I have to say
that
was my first reptile bite. It was your first reptile bite in 30 years. I mean, that's pretty. I wish I could say that.
Yeah, okay.
I can't say that. In fact, that was more impressive.
Not the real one. Just kidding.
But it's amazing how much one alligator can do in such a short period of time. I mean,
Hey, Larry, if you don't want your finger bite, get bitten, stop sticking it in Cheryl. You
know? I do bite.
She does bite.
I like to bite.
Yeah, that's one of her things. That's
really
ooh,
baby,
that's
ooh, baby, ooh.
Ooh, baby, ooh, baby.
That's why she's such a wonderful animal.
Just like them relate.
Yeah, absolutely.
I used to say, beat me, make me write bad checks. But that's another story.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a barbershop from there.
Ah.
Beat me, bruise me, make me write bad checks.
Yeah.
Now you just have to use bad
checks. Nah.
No one's right.
Yeah, really, they don't write checks anymore, do they?
Not hardly.
No, not at all.
Who uses them anymore?
Yeah.
The world has changed. The world has changed.
It has changed. And thank goodness for you, because you've done such a wonderful thing with music history. I mean, the people that you've worked with and this wonderful catalog of music and still work with, this wonderful catalog of music that's put together. What's so cool about it is you don't get just a taste of a song. You can listen to the entire song. That's
really nice. Oh, thank you. I think it's important. You know, music is part of our life that we have to have. You know, without music, you know, life is a mistake. It's like trying to watch a movie without a soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know? And we learn through music history. We learn the evolution of cultures. You know, it's important. It's important that it's preserved, and it's important that people can enjoy it, whether you can afford to buy it or not.
Yeah.
So that's what we try to do.
Well, you do. It's such a wonderful sight. In fact, Cheryl, the other day, she was one of our cabinets, one of our Chester cabinets, Chester, whatever.
Anyway.
Has all of our CDs in it. I don't know, there's 700-800 of them in there or so. And she got so tired of looking at those because she automatically looked at all these CDs and thought about all the work that goes into producing
all the production, just from the time that you write the song to the music to when you guys were sitting at the board, it was like, oh my goodness. I thought, could you imagine the amount of time that was in probably 100 of them? You know, good gracious. That's work. That's what you really go with. You have done it all.
It's worthwhile.
It is.
It is, absolutely. From the SRI.
You know, and sometimes, you know, we used to record a lot more music than was used. So it's a lot of stuff sitting in archives. It's never been out.
Yeah, so there's even more behind what's there, isn't there?
Yeah, usually if an album had 12 songs, we recorded 16 or 18.
Did you?
And we'd pick the best and we put out, you know?
Yeah.
Who's your favorite artist you've ever recorded with? Do you have a favorite?
That's so hard. You know, it depends upon style. You know, jazz, blues, country, rock and roll, you know, so many different people, you know.
Well, you know what? We just watched
the show of Harry Nilsson, you know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ella.
Yeah. Hey, I was amazed. Somebody, because the recent inductees into the Rock, what's going on with that Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Because they started naming the artists that were not in it. I could not believe it. Harry Nilsson's not in it.
Not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Nope.
Joe Cocker. He's not in it.
Nope.
What's up with
And
Neil Sedaka.
Yeah.
We started years ago trying to do this. It is a very twisted setup.
It's strange, isn't
they're putting in rap and hip hop acts, you know.
Well, what Janet Jackson?
Yeah,
Jackson
what
rock?
Rock and roll.
Oh, please, you know.
I mean, we love Janet. Right, but I mean, she's not rock and roll.
There's a lot of wonderful people. There are a lot of wonderful people. Some very deserving people that are in, but so many well-deserving people not in.
Nah.
And it's very, very, very strange. You know, I'm also on the board of directors for the Jazz Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
You know, and we have about a little over 100 people in there. But it's all the who's who of jazz artists.
Of the jazz.
You know, now when you go to Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it seems to be controlled by the labels, by the big labels with the big money that have been contributing to the Hall of Fame. They're deciding who's in. Who's in, you know?
Yeah, well, Todd Rundgren was up and he didn't get in this year. And
Chaka Khan?
You know. You know, there's too many other people. You know, I tried to get the Guess Who in. Now, I worked with the Guess Who, and they had 40 top 40 hits.
Yeah.
And they're not in.
Neither. That's a joke.
You know, These Eyes, American Woman. You know, give me a break.
Yeah. How could those iconic songs not be part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah, I look at it, and I said, No Sugar Tonight. You know, Hand Me Down World, Share the Land, Laughing, Clap for the Wolfman. There's so many great songs by that group, and yet they're ignored. Neil Sedaka, who wrote hits for so many people, ignored. You know, Harry Nilsson. We've had everybody, you know, including ASCAP, get behind it trying to push, get Harry in. Nope.
Harry.
You know. We had Monty Python did a video. Let's get Harry in the hall.
Oh, he did?
I mean, everybody's been pushing, and nope. You know, it's a very, very screwed up thing. And because of it, I've kind of wiped my hand of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Well,
so I think it's too political. There's too much going on, it makes no sense.
Yeah. Instead of just...
It's like, all right, do we have to buy it somebody's way in? What is this crap?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is, crap.
Well, what Steve Miller last year, when he was inducted, he got all upset because they wanted to charge the people he wanted to bring to the ceremony. Astronomical amount of money.
His people, his family.
Yeah, his family and people and producers and stuff he wanted to bring, and they want to charge him lots of money to do it.
Doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, some things become more commercial, more of a game.
Well,
yeah.
It's supposed to be, about the music.
It should just be
about the music.
It should be.
Well,
because that's what we love.
That's what we love, absolutely. You know who else is not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? It's on your label.
Who's that? Is
it? Little English Band. It was the front man for. I'll give you a hint.
Something good. Something good. I'll be on it. Something good. Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.
That's right.
How are things going since the fire? Have things started getting back to normal at all? I mean, how can you come back to normal?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, just in certain places, it really smells bad. And a lot of places where houses were burned to the ground in parts of Malibu. And it's Mother Nature. And, you know, and people being stupid. And the electric company, the power companies using old transformers that haven't been replaced in years. And they spark and malfunction.
Oh, my gosh. That's
you know.
Well,
preventable fires. Fire's bad enough, but preventable fires another story.
Yeah.
Well,
you've had some rain now, haven't you?
Little bits. Yeah. You know, not enough. But, you know, it would go through. It's California. It's very strange. You know, I try to explain to people, and they don't get it, that this all used to be desert. And they built these homes, and everybody wanted a lawn. So that the use of water made it so that, you know, there's always a shortage of water.
Lawns,
you know, you can't have lawns with it and never had it. And then they let brush grow. And it gets really dry, and there's Santana winds come through with this ultra-dry brush.
Yeah.
And, you know, you get a 90-mile-an-hour hot wind going through really, really dry brush, and it ignites.
Oh, yeah.
And the embers fly and flies for miles and starts fires all over the place. You know, and then people go, gee, I wonder why.
Well,
and then, people get really stupid. And they build in areas where, you know, there's all these big cats in our yard and bears in our yard. You're in their living room.
You
built the house where they live.
Yeah.
You know, the stupidity of human beings amazes me.
Oh yeah, it's well, they had a video on television tonight where a bear got up to a house, and they were looking at it through the security
camera on the doorbell, and the bear had actually rung the doorbell, sniffing the doorbell.
And the guy kept saying over the intercom, "Bear, get out of here! Go away, bear! Go away!" And the bear just like looking at her.
I've seen videos of bears trying to open up the door to a house.
They can probably, I'll tell you.
There's plenty of them. You see them frolicking people's pools. You know, a whole family of bears come down and play in the pool at night. But when they try to come in your house, you know.
Yeah, that's a different
thing. You know, and then the cats roam. You think cats roam in the streets at night. Eating local cats and dogs, you know. people don't understand. You know, they're so selfish. They think there's so much their entitlement issue that they deserve this land more than the animals. We share the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they're here first.
I wish more people would understand that.
Well, we try. We on our end, we keep trying to, with these generations of young people that, you know, like you say, we share the planet, and there's no reason we can't live side by side with these animals. We had an incident several years ago where someone's turkeys got killed by what they called they thought it was a lion. And the reason they thought it was a lion, the person that saw the cat said it looked like something from Africa. And they said it was a big cat. I said, well, how big do you think it was? How much do you think it weighed? She said, oh, my gosh, it probably weighed 150 pounds. I said, that's not a big cat.
Not big.
No, it's Larry when he hasn't shaved.
That's pretty much the truth. So they figured out that there's a rescue that's probably 20 miles from us. And they had close to 200 cats, Shelley.
Yeah.
They, Yeah.
He rescues all kinds of stuff.
And one of their mountain lions got loose, and they didn't even know it because they had so many calves.
Wow.
So what's wild is I got a call from a school superintendent that I've known for many, many years because the cat had been spotted not too far from the school, and he said, hey, I'm on parents calling me up about this. We've got kids on bus stops. And I said, well, tell them this. I said, there are kids on bus stops in Montana and Wyoming and Colorado and Utah where there are significant mountain lion reports and there's a population of them. And nothing ever happened. He says, thank you very much. He says, that's okay. So to kind of get a, you know, so you not worry about it. But anyway.
Well, most animals are as afraid of us as we are of them.
They won't be bothered. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, if you get confronted by something like a mountain lion, just remember one thing. Just be able to run faster than whomever you're with.
Friend.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Have a heart attack and hold down right there. So that's
but,
that's
yeah.
not true. I think not. Because at least
but. Well, the song
they remember you don't taste that good.
Yeah, we don't have that much meat.
Well, it's so kind of you to join us tonight, Shelley. I know you're a busy man. Whenever we get a few moments of your time, it's just such a pleasure.
Well, hey, listen, I love you guys, and I love what you do. And I'm happy to support it, and I hope everybody else does. And remember that we need to educate young people, that we need to educate the next generation. We need every creature and insect and plant on this planet.
Indeed.
Everything serves a purpose.
Yeah, even me.
Hey, you know, and my sister says I'm like a cockroach. I'll be here at the end of the planet. So.
Or an opossum.
Yeah.
That's a bad weed.
Yeah. There you go.
No, but I don't think people understand that, you know, we've learned so much from every plant in the rainforest, from every animal. There's so many creatures we've never even discovered yet on our planet, in the jungles, in our oceans. You know, this is a vast thing that we live in. Our ecosystem is so important.
Yeah.
And none of us are more important than the rest. We're all equal here.
We're all crawling around on this big marble.
Yeah, we need to learn how to share it as well.
I really think that more people need to understand that. And with you guys, by teaching children, you know, they're not as afraid. They don't want to just step on a bug. You know, they learn. You have to teach. Knowledge needs to be shared. It's like great music or great art. It all needs to be shared.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? I saw this little thing. It said, Earth without art is
It's what? Earth. Okay.
Earth without art
is Yeah. Sometimes I'm just
nervous. I was always told, it's like if someone has a great stolen Picasso or something, and they hide it in their closet. Does it really exist if no one sees it?
Yeah, no. You need to show it.
You get these people like the Trump kids who want to go kill animals for trophies. You know, for what purpose? I'd rather see like Don Jr.'s head up on a plaque someplace in a zebra's house. You know.
That's right.
They probably have that on a cartoon somewhere.
Well, it doesn't happen very often because they pretty much know our views and what we think of that deal. But if anybody ever asks we think of the Trumps, I said, have you ever seen that one Trump holding an elephant's tail?
Yeah.
I said, right there, that pretty much says it on how we feel.
You know what? Some people are just like a horse's ass, you know.
I know. Well, thank you so much, Shelley. It's great to have you on the show, and thank you for your support, and it's always great.
Oh, it's my pleasure, guys. You can stay well, stay out of trouble. All the listeners out there, remember, You know, you can always give a little something to the Batsons for the holidays.
Yes, we could.
We have our car fixed.
Hey, no,
yeah.
This is the time of year where people tend to be maybe a little more generous. They're giving their favorite charities and favorite organizations. They can make a donation to you guys. You know, it costs money to feed all these animals. It costs money to bring things to see these teach the children. You know, join the party.
Yeah.
And you know what? Join the party and let me know if you do. I'll be happy to give you some free songs or do something for you. But, you know, let's get the ball rolling here.
Hey, Shelly, we always can use it. The other day I had to buy tarantula food, which was crickets. They're 34 cents a piece. A cricket.
I'll have to stop eating you and send you mine.
Well, we take them.
We feed that spider.
That's it.
Well, have a wonderful weekend. And,
we love you.
And we do love you. And have a great holiday season.
You too.
You stay out of it. And keep pants on.
Yeah. The deal losing your pants is I imagine it gets old with people sometimes.
No.
Well, I haven't seen my pants in a long time.
Oh, that's classic. You're listening to the Blog Talk Radio. Have a great weekend, Shelly. Thanks.
You too, guys. Take care.
SRI Jazz is proud to present their newest release, This is Ray Brown Jr. That's right, Ella Fitzgerald's son continues to entertain audiences with his warm and charming vocals, making this one of the best vocal jazz albums of the year. Here are some sample tracks from the album. Visit our website to hear all of them in their entirety. Just go to srirecords.com or click on the banner in your media player now.
It's wonderful, marvelous, you should care for me. Awful nights, paradise, what I love to see. My baby, when she walks by, all the bells go, I know why. Simply 'cause that girl's so fine. If she'd ever leave me, I'd lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and a hugging, sure he's mellow, glad that I'm a fella, and I know, 'cause she knocked me off my feet, have mercy on me. I know for certain, one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's you that I'm thinking of, ain't misbehaving, say. Take the A train to go to Sugar Hill, way up in all.
You've been listening to a few sample tracks from the new album, This is Ray Brown Jr. You can hear all the songs in their entirety at srirecords.com. Support jazz music today at srirecords.com. Consideration provided by SRI Jazz.
We want to remind everyone, check out our website, LarryTheAnimalGuy.com, and also our Facebook group page that you can join, Larry the Animal Guy and Friends. What a wonderful time we have with Shelly tonight, Sharon.
He's the coolest dude I know.
He is the coolest. And you know what we're going to do finishing off the show tonight?
What?
I want to play that new Frankie Valli track again.
I think you should. It's amazing.
It is amazing. Have a great week, everybody. A great holiday.
Yeah.
You know, be cool, be safe.
Oh,
and I forgot to tell everybody. We've got to get ready because you know Christmas Eve what we have to do.
No.
Santa Claus and them reindeer might be using this field out here to land in and feed them reindeer so they can take off on their deal again. Now they didn't last year. The schedule got all screwed up because of the weather. And they didn't stop here.
But they may.
So we have to be ready. So I think I got the email from Santa Claus that said we needed like 20 bales of Timothy hay.
Yeah.
And we needed 150 pounds of horse pellets for the reindeer.
Oh, buddy.
So.
We'll be filling the van up.
Yeah, we'll be filling up the van.
Oh,
have a great holiday, everybody. Here's Frankie Valli on Blog Talk Radio. Bye.
Hi, everyone. This is Shelley Leibowitz, and you're listening to my friends Cheryl and Larry Batson on Animal Tracks here on Blog Talk Radio.